97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week, the average price in Wisconsin on Monday landing at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices declined in all 50 states over the last week. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Gas Buddy officials say uncertainty around a potential deal persists and edged oil prices higher Sunday evening. Renewed Israeli attacks adds another layer of geopolitical risk. Drivers may continue to see short-term relief at the pump, but any setback in negotiations could quickly drive fuel prices higher. Wisconsin's congressional delegation is asking President Donald Trump to approve a federal disaster declaration following severe storms and flooding that hit the state in April. The request comes after damage assessments found more than $27 million in losses statewide, including damage to homes, roads, and other public infrastructure. The impacts were reported across 19 counties and the Oneida Nation. Lawmakers say many communities are facing recovery costs beyond their local resources and are urging federal assistance to help with rebuilding efforts. Governor Tony Evers submitted the disaster request last week. If approved, federal aid would help affected communities recover from the widespread storm damage. This Wednesday, Marshfield residents can recycle bulbs, batteries, household electronics, small appliances, and more. The event is from 2 to 6 p.m. on June 3rd by the Wildwood Lower Pond. Enter off Rodas Avenue and follow the signs. Visit the city website for a full list of accepted items. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's classrooms are facing a growing crisis, and officials say the problem goes beyond just hiring. Poor retention and new graduates leaving the state are driving a teacher shortage that shows no signs of slowing down. But there may be a new solution in the works. Back in 2024, Congress approved more than $500,000 in federal funding to launch a teacher apprenticeship program right here in Wisconsin. State agencies, including the Department of Workforce Development, the Department of Public Instruction, and the Wisconsin Technical College System, teamed up with two universities to get the program off the ground. The idea? Let aspiring teachers earn while they learn, instead of the traditional path, a short internship, a bachelor's degree, and one semester of student teaching. This program flips the script entirely. Apprentices work inside classrooms now in support roles while training for their teaching credentials. And a prominent voter advocacy group is taking Wisconsin to court over how absentee ballots are handled when information is missing. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has filed a legal challenge against the state's current law, arguing it gives individual county clerks too much power to simply reject ballots without ever notifying voters there's a problem. They're asked to a Dane County judge, require all clerks to notify voters when something is missing, and give those voters a chance to fix it before their ballot is thrown out. That fix-it process is known legally as curing a ballot. The case puts a spotlight on inconsistencies in how absentee ballots are processed across Wisconsin and whether voters are being treated equally, regardless of where they live. And Wisconsin farmers are getting hit from multiple directions, and they want Washington to know it. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with farmers in Janesville this week, hearing firsthand how global tariffs, rising diesel prices, and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz are putting serious pressure on agricultural operations across the state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Miz wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers are back home at AmFam Field to host the Giants after beating the Astros yesterday in Houston 2-0. Another shutout performance by The Miz. Jacob Mizorowski, was he as good as he was on Memorial Day? Pat Murphy.
Did he have his best, most crisp stuff? No, but he gave us 7 innings and probably could have gave us a little more, but We want to be smart about, you know, everything we do there. His delivery was a little clunky, and I think he'll tell you that.
College baseball, the UWM Panthers play their final game tonight in a rematch against the Auburn Tigers, part of the NCAA Regionals. Auburn won in last night's game, 8-1. The Wisconsin Badgers have hired a new general manager. He's 50-year-old Morocco Brown, an NFL exec who has worked for four different teams, most recently the Indianapolis Colts, where his GM there, Chris Ballard, a Badgers alum, served on the search committee for Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine at times today, but overall mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.